Item number four, please.
Number four is from the Clerk of Circuit Courts, Register and Probate, submitting an informational report for Milwaukee County General Ordinances by 56.02 on a projected revenue deficit. This is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning.
Mr. Chairman, my name is John Barrett. I have with me David Ellinger, who is our finance manager for the courts. This item is here because we believe that we are going to have about a $500,000 shortfall in our bail forfeitures. I think that in the past, the chief has always warned that this day may potentially come, but with the evidence-based decision-making, we are asking for a lot less cash bail, which means that individuals are not being held in the jail for their failure to pay $50 or $100. And so while it results in a loss of revenue in this particular line item, it does inure to the county's benefit overall not to have higher incarceration costs. And so as per the county ordinances, we're reporting this deficit to you. But just so you know, I was told that the chief judge is upstairs right now doing bail forfeiture hearings, so we're still trying.
Any questions, comments, or staff?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So incarcerating somebody costs more than them paying to get out on bail.
Well, yes.
So that's what you're saying.
Yeah, and right. What happens
that's
is
how it benefits the county.
Yeah, what happens is someone might if we had a bail of say $100 on some type of property crime, if an individual who is committing say a theft doesn't have money to pay, that wouldn't be necessarily unusual, and they may be held at a higher cost to the county
right.
because they can't pay the $100.
Thank you. So you kind of saw this coming, you said, Mr. Barrett. So I see in the 2013 budget you lower the revenue by $200,000. So I guess you've got to keep that in mind for future budgets then. And then you do say these shortfalls are projected to be offset by other department savings. Could you expand on that a little bit or how we're going to make up that deficit you're saying in your budget?
We have had savings in the for the first 6 months of the year, there was some personnel savings. Did we have any? Okay, there's a modest savings in the GAL stuff that we believe that we're going to be able to make that up, and we still believe that our overall budget will be a surplus budget this year.
Well, normally I think you know too, and maybe it's hard to do sometimes, but normally when you come in and talk about a deficit, you usually have a plan to say how we're going to treat that deficit or what steps are taken. So you're telling me some things, and maybe you could be a little more specific and get some more information to us on that. Would that be okay?
Sure. I apologize.
No, just ask so we keep track of things. Thank you.
You're welcome. Supervisor Jersey.
And this may not be a fair question for you today, and I'm just going to raise it. You and I had a email conversation, I believe, yesterday over complaints about recovery of these bail funds and some very archaic procedures that the county seems to have in place. Now, I'll reserve judgment, but the individual that was complaining to my office was basically suggesting that the procedures in recovering this are done in such a way to make it impossible to get the money back, even if there's no prosecution following. So, and you're going to look into that, I understand, and I guess I'm not going to ask for any conclusions today necessarily, but I would just like to hear from you that you'll get back to perhaps judiciary with a report on that.
Yeah, the process you're talking about is a situation where an individual is not actually charged with a crime, but they did, in fact, post bail to get out of jail. In that situation, we have to be notified by the district attorney that an individual is not going to be prosecuted in this case in order for us to return the money. We have spoken with the district attorney's office, and they regularly will give us a they were going to check with the supervisor or Mr. Chisholm to approve this process, but they are going to give us a listing of the no process cases on a regular basis so that when individuals come to our office with respect to that, we can then give them the bail based upon that listing rather than having them get a form signed off by the district attorney saying that they are not going to be prosecuted for the crime. And so we're working based upon your email to us to make the process more efficient.
His complaint was he basically was being expected to take off from work to go and get the forms, and then he was being hassled about go sit down because we don't have it ready, and waiting most of the day, and then having to hand carry this form. I mean, it sounded like an awful process, and I'm not trying to get a final report from you today, but I appreciate that being looked into. I mean, I don't think citizens should be treated that way by the county.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I will say that I think that they still anticipate some delay in the, you know, we have to make sure checks clear and other things like that. And I think sometimes people think they're going to get their money back immediately.
Right.
We're not going to be able to do that.
These people are all probably financially challenged and need their money back immediately.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. But we will get a follow-up on that.
Yes, I promise.
Thank you. This is informational.
Yes, it is.
And, gentlemen, thank you very much.